This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day to look at some of the extremes. I mean, and I really do mean extremes in political correctness, which is being visited on so many of our children, particularly if you happen to live in the great state of California. Do you think it's a good idea to have school kids in public school, paid for by your tax money, actually worship traditional Aztec deities associated with human sacrifice and cannibalism? I would think that might be controversial even in Hollywood, but we will get to that in a moment. There's also a U.S. senator, widely respected. She is a war hero. She lost both of her legs fighting as a helicopter pilot in Iraq. Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, who is one of a handful of prominent Asian Americans in Congress. Her mother is Thai, and she was actually born in Thailand. Her father was in the American Army and was what people call white. So Tammy Duckworth, senator from Illinois, has concluded what I do not see any evidence to support, but has become just widely accepted by virtually everybody in this country, which is that the horrible, horrible events that occurred in Atlanta last week were the result of anti-Asian prejudice. This is what Senator Duckworth had to say. This is clip number three.
Well, from where I sit, I want to see a deeper investigation into whether or not these shootings and other similar crimes are racially motivated. It looks racially motivated to me, but I'm not, I'm not a police officer. I'm not investigating the crimes. What I have done, though, is I have actually sent a letter to Director Wray and to Attorney General Garland asking for a deeper investigation into crimes that involve Asian Americans to see how many crimes have actually been underreported as hate crimes. We know that crimes against Asian Americans that have been categorized as hate crimes have increased by over 150% in our nation's major cities.
Okay, that's entirely true, and she's right about that. The difficulty is I actually also support, I think it's very touching and very appropriate that there are rallies everywhere where only a handful of the participants in many cases are, in fact, Asian American, where most of the participants are of other ethnicities trying to communicate sympathy, solidarity, and concern and love for our fellow Americans who are of Asian descent. That's all positive. I think it speaks very well of our country. What doesn't speak well is something that Senator Duckworth said, from where I sit, this looks like a racially motivated hate crime. What aspect of it looks like a racially motivated hate crime? And here, it's entirely possible that they will come up with a history on the internet. They will come up with a whole series of posts on some kind of site somewhere that the killer, Aaron Long, was involved with. They may come up with some eyewitnesses who participated with him in conversations where he expressed great hatred to all Asians, where he expressed his determination to white, whatever. That's entirely possible. Could still happen. But I think it's most unlikely. You know why? Because the media have been so eager to explode this story And it's a horrible story, and it's very sad to read of the people who were killed. And as always happens with these things, and it's always the case, most Americans are nice people. And the people who were killed here all appear to have been hard workers, the ones who were Asian and the ones who were not, the ones who were female and the ones who were not. And yes, there was one couple, neither of whom was Asian, where they were getting a couple's massage and the husband was killed and the wife was not. But the idea that we are saying so conclusively that this is a result of anti-Asian agitation, it's a result of anti-Asian prejudice, what's so striking to me is they've done a lot of reporting on this. And what they've come up with is virtually everybody who says that this was a very troubled guy with a religious mania who was extremely obsessed with his own guilt. But I have yet to read in literally dozens of articles that I've gone over about these killings to read anything that says that he expressed profound hatred to Asian people. I hope that is the case, because hatred based on ethnicity of any kind is disgusting, and it's inappropriate, and it's un-American, and it's unworthy of this country. But what is worthy of this country is being concerned about hate crimes against Asians. We talked about that 75-year-old Chinese-American lady who was assaulted on the streets of San Francisco and beat back her pursuer. Not every assault of an elderly person or of a person of any age ends so happily with somebody successfully defending himself or herself. And this can be wounding regardless of whether there is physical assault or not. Downplaying the dangers of anti-Asian agitation. What I am trying to emphasize is, can we be at least a little bit careful about where the evidence actually leads? There is another situation where the evidence leads in only one direction, which is that California is crazy. And we have the right way to introduce this last bit of evidence. Listen.
And now, a celebration of diversity in action. It's time for Toleration.
This is what the flower people say.
Tranquility.
Imagine all the people.
Harmony.
Living life in peace.
Here is a Michael Medved multicultural moment.
This pertains to the new ethnic studies curriculum that is going to be mandated to every Californian. And it would become mandatory in all of California's K through 12 public schools. And no, I cannot claim to have dug deep into this curriculum. There's some things I just won't do. It's an 894-page curriculum. And life is too short. 894 pages, even if you read fast, that's a doorstop. But fortunately, the folks over at National Review have taken a look. And they write that perhaps the most astounding part of the proposed curriculum is the section that deals with religion. Students are to be taught that white Christian settlers committed theocide against indigenous tribes when they arrived in the New World by murdering Native American gods and replacing them with a Christian god. Okay, so what do you do to make up for it? Wait till you hear about the service they recommend. And yes, it is a religious service in school. We'll tell you about it and more. If you've had experience with that kind of indoctrination at schools, you can give us a call.
The Michael Medved Show.
Outrageous.
Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds. Social media and trading platforms then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
In the brand new ethnic studies model curriculum that is being imposed on all students in K through 12 schools in California, they not only are convincing children, and that's the whole purpose, that the settlers who came to the New World from Europe were mean and horrible people who murdered people, they also murdered gods. They committed theocide. The National Review writes that perhaps the most astounding part of the proposed curriculum is the section that deals with religion. Students are to be taught that white Christians, settlers, committed theocide against indigenous tribes when they arrived in the New World by murdering Native American gods and replacing them with the boo Christian god. According to this curriculum, this replacement ushered in a regime defined by, please listen to this, coloniality, dehumanization, and genocide. What is coloniality? Is that even a word? Colonialism is a word, but they say coloniality. And then they say, and the explicit erasure and replacement of holistic indigeneity and humanity. But all is not lost, because students have the power and the responsibility to build a social order that is defined by counter-genocide, which will eventually supplant the last vestiges of colonial Christianity and pave the way for, quote, the regeneration of indigenous epistemic and cultural futurity. Now, if someone can tell me what epistemic and cultural futurity means, futility, I know what that means. What does futurity mean? I mean, it's unbelievable that people are so illiterate are teaching our kids. But here's what they do to establish that epistemic and cultural futurity. Students first clap and chant. Wah, wah, wah. I don't know how they chant. They apparently chant the words Pache Be. Okay, it's Panche Be, Panche Be. I do not know what that means. It is in an indigenous Mayan language, not Spanish. It doesn't sound good. Panche Be sounds... I mean, if you had a character named Panche Be, you think he would be a sympathetic character to you? In any event, students first clap and chant to the god Tezcatlipoca. Let me try that again. It's to the god Tezcatlipoca, whom the Aztecs traditionally worship with human sacrifice and cannibalism. Asking him for the power to be warriors for social justice. That's what the Aztecs were about. They were about social justice. By the way, do you know, nobody knows this and you're not allowed to know it. This is secret information and knowledge, but it is knowledge that every historian knows and will confirm. How could it be that the conqueror of Mexico, Cortez, came to Mexico with fewer than 200 people on his ship, and they had horses, and the horses helped them. But how did they succeed in conquering this vast Aztec empire? Answer, because the other Indians who lived in that area hated the Aztecs a lot, because the Aztecs ate them and killed them and slaughtered them. And just as happened with a lot of white settlers in the New World, like the famous Pequot War in America in Connecticut in 1638, it was Indian allies that helped the newly arrived whites suppress, for instance, the Pequot tribe. And by the way, and the Indian allies were much more murderous, much more. But in any event, you ask the god Tezcatlipoca for the power to be warriors for social justice. Next, the students chant to the gods Quetzalcoatl, he's the big one, and Huitzilopochtli and Xipi-Totec, seeking healing epistemologies, and a revolutionary spirit. That's in quotes from the curriculum. Huitzilopochtli, in particular, is the Aztec deity of war and inspired hundreds of thousands of human sacrifices during Aztec rule. Finally, The chant comes to a climax with a request for liberation, transformation, and decolonization, after which students in public schools in California shout, "Panche Bear! Panche Bear!" in pursuit of ultimate critical consciousness. Now, can you imagine, are they going to allow parents to watch these services that are part of this curriculum? The fact that such a document as this could be on the point of becoming law in the richest, most populous state in America is troubling in the extreme. Yeah, I would say so. The religious component of this curriculum might void the entire bill in the end, running afoul of the First Amendment. You can't have people praying to Quetzalcoatl. Can't do it. As it obviously does. But the fact that it could be signed into law in the first place is evidence of just how completely conservatives and liberals alike have abandoned the field of education to radical progressives over the last century. There are few, if any, institutions in American life that can meet radical educational theorists and mandarins on their own territory and win long-term legislative battles. What is needed is a kind of federalist society for education, to which right-thinking parents, teachers, administrators, and academics can belong, and through which they can organize for change. And then this point, which is brilliant. Today, the far left is not overly interested in nationalizing coal production or even the post office. It is interested in nationalizing childhood. The democratic machine in California is using the power of the state to accomplish this end. And that is profoundly true. And for goodness sake, it has to become an issue in this governor's recall election. Now, there is still some chance that Governor Newsom might do the right thing and veto this whole gob of gook. And you know what? If he does that, I think he'll win his recall election. If he doesn't, he has to be replaced by someone who will stand up against replacing rectifying the theocide, the death of human sacrifice gods in Aztec culture. We will get to more on that. We will also look at the latest riots. Where? Miami. Why? We'll tell you. And more coming up on the MedVed Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael MedVed Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is touting the coronavirus vaccine rollout as 2.5 million Americans are getting this shot daily. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying we need to keep our guard up regarding the coronavirus.
Some states and regions of the country, such as the Northeast and the Upper Midwest, are beginning to again see a significant rise in cases.
The White House is deploying a diplomatic team to Guatemala and Mexico to discuss illegal immigration in the United States. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the message is clear. This is not the time to come to the United States. Psaki saying parents should not be sending their children on dangerous treks to the United States.
Our alternative is to send children back on this treacherous journey. That is not, in our view, the right choice to make.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Michael Medved Show, take advantage of the growing economy and the surge in our markets by making some really exciting investments that are possible even with limited amounts of capital to put in. For instance, if you want to find some use for that stimulus check you got, use part of it with our crowd, investing in new startups in the high-tech industry based in the United States and in Israel, where they're having elections again tomorrow. And it can be a remarkable opportunity for you. Read about it. Learn about it. It's completely free, no obligation. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for our crowd. Let us go to Rob in Tucson, Arizona. Rob, you're on the Medved Show.
Yes, Mike. Hey, you need to come to terms with the fact that the world is full of conquered countries and reconquered countries. And in this country, greater numbers of men with longer guns came in the name of God, took what they wanted, and killed who they had to. There's no comparison between an eaten Aztec cannibalism victim and the roughly 600,000 Indians that we slaughtered to get what we wanted in place of our God.
When you talk about the 600,000 Indians who
you say were slaughtered. I pulled the number out of the air, Mike. Just
okay,
understand
right.
We killed everybody that resisted.
Well, again, that's simply not true. And again, the idea.
The country.
No, first of all, if you're talking about we, I don't consider myself, I don't have any identification with the Spanish conquistadors at all. I do have identification with the English settlers who settled in a much less populous part of the world without the same kind of organized cities, civilization, things of that nature. And by the way, when you say they came with more men, they didn't. I don't, I, I haven't looked it up recently, but I can assure you that it was fewer than 500 people who were with Cortez when he conquered Mexico. Right? It's a very small number of people. Jared Diamond writes about this in his book, Guns, Germs, and Steel. And a great part of this was that the not only did the Aztecs not have weapons like guns, they did not have steel, they did not have sophisticated metalworking, they did not have the wheel, and they did not have domesticated animals. They didn't have any horses. Horses were very crucial in the Spaniards' victory. So I'm not defending the way the conquistadors developed, but they simply did not. They certainly wanted to convert Indians, but when you take people like Father Serra, who was a Spaniard in what later became California, a great deal of the conversion was not violent. It was not giving people the choice of death or you accept the Christian God. Right? You know that.
It doesn't matter what happened in that short period of early settlement. 100,000 of us, Europeans, let's not pick on a word, eventually got here with weapons and took what they pleased. It took 50, 60, 100 years to do it, but they did it, and they're still doing it now.
What do you mean they're still doing it now?
They put all the Indians in a little place called the reservation, corralled them all. Anybody that wanted to live and didn't want to get shot by converting to God, they were corralled into reservations and held hostage.
Okay, one of the things that you're wrong about, Rob, and you simply are wrong about it, is the idea that most Indians decided, or all Indians decided, to live on reservations. And one of the things that has greatly been underestimated is the rate of intermarriage. It's why you have so many people ranging from Cher to Bill Clinton to Elvis himself, to a vice president of the United States, Charles Dawes, who are the products of intermarriage. And again, to say that people were herded into reservations and forced to live in reservations, that was part of treaties that were negotiated. They were negotiated under force. And I would be the last one to try to defend all treatment of Native Americans. But when you read the early history, there was a great deal of warfare that went on. And you're right. By the way, there are now 300 reservations that are federally recognized, and they total 55 million acres, which is a pretty big chunk of land. And some of those reservations are extraordinarily prosperous. You had said that people were crammed into small places. The Navajo Reservation, not too far from where you live, all the reservations in Arizona, the Papago Reservation, which is, I guess, up close to Phoenix, these are not small places, are they?
They aren't, but they're crap land. They couldn't till the soil. They gave them the
What about the Cherokee? Well, I'm sorry, what about the Cherokee Strip? You know, the Cherokees were an incredibly powerful tribe. By the way, with a lot of slaves that they owned, black slaves that they quote, owned. Because they engaged in that. But when the Cherokees were removed and they were pushed out, they were pushed to Oklahoma. And Phillips Petroleum is basically originated as a Cherokee company because a lot of the land that they were put on, and you're right, that was not as rich or as benevolent as the land that they had left in the southeast, but it happened to have petroleum on it. And again, basically, this is one of those things that I do think that Native Americans are beginning to be much stronger on. And I think that the new Secretary of the Interior, Deborah Haaland, can actually convey this very well. This has not been a solid story of victimization from 1607 to the present day. It just hasn't. And the main victimization that the tribes suffered from was disease. And viruses and germs can't commit genocide because they don't have will and they don't decide to do it. Rob, have you lived in the Southwest your whole life?
Yes, in Tucson. If it was up to germs, they wouldn't have needed guns. Now, I'm happy the way things turned out. I'm happy that we're the imperialist and we're it's a European country. But how you can go from they came in the name of God, took what they wanted with their weapons and their people, to interracial marriage. They did it in the name of God, not so they could marry one another. What's that got to do with anything?
What that has to do with anything is it's an indication of people living together, not in hostility. And by the way, this began with, you know, the story of Pocahontas, which is not part of the movie by Disney, is she converted to Christianity. She actually became a very sincere and involved Christian, changed her name from Pocahontas to Rebecca. And then she actually died, unfortunately, when she was 24. When she had gone with her husband, John Rolfe, on a trip back to England to basically he wanted to show off his wife and his success in the new colony of Virginia. Look, history is rich. It is full. It is full of dastardly deeds. There were acts of cruelty and treachery that were visited upon the native populations. But it's not the simple story that you make it out to be. I greatly appreciate your call. We'll be right back on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's powerful and inspiring.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things. Religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse Get clean. Call now and learn more.
800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved show, there is a report from local news on by CBS in Miami. The Miami Beach City Commission has voted to extend the entertainment district curfew and causeway closures. Commissioners gathered virtually yesterday to vote on the extension of the emergency declaration issued Saturday as a response to unruly, they describe it, spring break crowds on South Beach. These weren't unruly crowds. These were rioters. While residents are exempt from the causeway shutdowns, many have complained they spent 3 to 4 hours in traffic after bridges were closed during the curfew. The curfew and causeway closures will be in effect Thursdays through Sundays through April 12th. Miami Beach Police Chief Rick Clements said the crowds have been way out of control. It looks that way. He added that some businesses had sustained damages. To help control the crowd and prevent similar incidents, Miami Beach police have increased their patrols and have implemented a no-tolerance policy. Saturday night, officers had to use pepper balls to disperse the South Beach crowd, making multiple arrests in the process. So far, 1,000 arrests have been made. You know what? I think they've arrested more people in Miami over 3 days than they've arrested in Portland total, with all of the property destruction in Portland. Okay, at least they're trying to take care of this, the police in Florida. Is that because there's no ideological component to this? It's just spring breakers? The city manager, Raul Aguila, said more than half of those arrests are people from out of state. He added that many are coming to engage in lawlessness and an anything-goes party attitude. It's kind of what they do in Portland and the rioters and looters in Seattle as well, isn't it? Let's go to Lou, in who owns property in Tucson. Lou, you're on the Medved Show.
Yeah, hi, Michael. I've been a Tucsonan, as we say, since 1961. But more importantly, I can't believe he didn't correct you when he said, when you mentioned the Papador, that now known as the Otono. They've lived southern Pima County forever. They own that property. They live, they love that property. The San Javier del Bosque by Father Kino was founded for them. They have their gods now, as they see the little man in a maze, became Jesus for them. They accepted Christ without reservation because Father Kino made it very clear who the little man in the maze was for them. And they never once challenged any of that. They have objective status, conscientious objector status, as a result of one of their leaders in World War I. I mean, these guys know what they're doing. They've defended our country on the southern border for decades, generations. I can't tell. My cousin is half Papago, half Italian. I'm a full-blooded Italian. I imagine you can see my hands waving all over the car by now. But I'm just furious. I mean, it's the Pinal and Pima Indians that are near Phoenix, including the Apache. And if anybody had ever seen the Apache White Mountain Reservation, they'd die. That's my goodness gracious. Seriously, it's a great
thing. It's one of those things where, again, a part of what the left does, and I think it's consistent across ethnicities, they try to elevate victim status. And one of the things that really has happened dramatically, particularly in the last generation, is increase of opportunities, visibility, prosperity, and every other measure of success for literally most Native Americans, not for everyone, but Lou, I appreciate your perspective. And the only reason I mentioned Papago as a tribe there is because I knew when I was a teacher, one of my students was from the Papago Reservation, Arizona, and I wasn't sure, but thank you for correcting me that it's in Pima County. It's in the southern part of the state. Appreciate your call, and keep your hands on the wheel rather than using them to express yourself, paisan, okay? Thank you for calling. Okay, considering what is going on, it's worthwhile that we hear something from Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who is the new director of the CDC. And everybody's feeling a little bit frisky, like the spring breakers in Florida, right? And but she has a message for Americans. This is clip six.
I get it. We all want to return to everyday activities and spend time with our family, friends, and loved ones. But we must find the fortitude to hang in there for just a little bit longer. We are at a critical point in this pandemic, a fork in the road, where we as a country must decide which path we are going to take. We must act now, and I am worried that if we don't take the right actions now, we will have another avoidable surge, just as we are seeing in Europe right now, and just as we are so aggressively scaling up vaccination.
Okay, look, the vaccination progress is terrific. When you hear about this story in Florida, now I certainly don't blame Governor DeSantis from out-of-state spring breakers who come and riot in South Beach. South Beach is a pretty amazing part of the world, but you can just imagine there you would have people, because that is not a big area, that people would be very much packed in, and it could be very dangerous. By the way, the city manager, Raul Aguila in South Beach in Miami, said Miami Beach, he noted that the crowds weren't eating at restaurants or patronizing businesses, generating badly needed tourism dollars. Instead, they were merely congregating by the thousands in the street or on the beach. Speaking of congregating by the thousands, people are going back to theaters. And there's a movie in theaters right now that honestly is worth the attention. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
At the height of the Cold War, an ordinary and appallingly imperfect British businessman, played by Benedict Cumberbatch, is recruited for a dangerous mission by suave CIA agent Rachel Brosnahan in The Courier. Now playing in theaters and soon to come to streaming platforms.
I'm just a salesman.
You're civilians. The KGB won't be watching.
It would be a real service to Great Britain.
What do you want me to do?
Well, what they want him to do is to risk his life to get secrets from a top-ranking Soviet bureaucrat, superbly played by Georgian actor Merab Ninidze, to avert a cataclysmic confrontation on the eve of the Cuban Missile Crisis. closely based on an astonishing true story. The Courier is masterful in every detail. Those scenes of imprisonment and brutality ought to have earned it an R instead of the PG-13 rating. 4 stars for the completely compelling The Courier, one of the best films of 2021. And it is really a remarkable story. The spy who was played by Benedict Cumberbatch was named Greville Wynne. And he is one of the great unsung heroes of the Cold War and the fall of the evil Soviet Empire. The film is stunning in terms of reminding some people about the history of the Cold War and what it meant and how it impacted people who were alive back in 1961 and 62 when the film takes place. Okay, coming up next time on the Medved Show, President Trump made some predictions about what would happen in the country if he lost the election. Now, some of them just haven't come true. One of them did, about an industry that actually sustained some truly major damage. What industry? We'll tell you next time. And New York City strip clubs are suing New York State over the COVID shutdown. And because strip clubs, essential services, plus the reawakening, is that the right phrase, of monopoly? Monopoly adjusted, particularly the go-to-jail cards and the community chest cards. Monopoly getting a remake for a more enlightened era in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.